Thunder Bay, the James Whalen's days are numbered. The tugboat was built in 1905 for the Canadian Towing and Wrecking Company of Port Arthur, and at 120 years later it is being dismantled on the shores of the Kaministiquia River. Marine Recycling Corporation, a Southern Ontario company, started the recycling process for the historic tugboat on Monday. For those who want to take a last look, there is still a window of opportunity. The first few days there won't actually be anything happening on the tugboat itself, said Werner Schwarr, supervisor of parks and open space for the city of Thunder Bay. Setting up all of the site safety things like fencing and some of the environmental protection things have to all happen before the work can be on the boat itself, he said. The iconic tugboat sank in the Kaministiquia River in 2022 and had to be lifted out. City Council voted to scrap the tug last month, and went through a request for tender process, where they invited companies to bid on the project. With a low bid of $576,000, Marine Recycling Corporation was awarded the contract. The work includes site setup, taking the tugboat away and restoring the site it currently rests on. The contractor sent us a schedule and it seems realistic from my perspective, but unforeseen things can always take place, said Schwarr. The community has been split on the removal of the James Whalen, he said. I think we have both ends of the spectrum there and unfortunately, we probably won't satisfy everyone with the recycling of it. Some people view it as a rusty old boat that we should get rid of, and some people view it as a piece of maritime history, he said. A lot of people have a sentimental value to the tug, so it will be sad to see it go in that respect. However, it has become a liability to the city, said Schwarr. To finally have it recycled and not be a liability anymore is a bit of a relief as well, he said. The recycling process is expected to take 6 to 8 weeks.